Now we will move into item number 18, right on schedule. Thank you, everybody. The spring bear, black bear season, briefing and public hearing. Annis? I think this is your first time in front. We'll be gentle.
I appreciate it. Good morning, commissioners. Today I'll be presenting the spring black bear season regulations. Just some minor changes given that the three-year package has already been put out. So our black bear management units basically are laid out on the map. We manage those for specific harvest each year. We try to maintain our, basically the main thing we're trying to do is look at percent females in the harvest as the main driver for our how much harvest we can have. So if we're within the 35% to 39% range of percent females in the harvest, we feel that that's a sufficient and acceptable harvest. If we go above that, we would restrict harvest. If we fall below that, we could liberalize harvest. And then some other things that we look at as well as median age of females in the harvest. We want to make sure that there's enough adult females out there for reproduction to happen. And then the median age of harvested males kind of is lower down on the things that we look at, but we also want to make sure there's enough adult males in the population as well. So those are the three main factors that we look at when we're setting harvest on black bears. So this graph basically shows the percent females in the harvest since 2000. And as you can see, that 39% threshold is we've stayed below it pretty much all along. So we really have no concerns about over-harvesting bears currently. I mean, I'm sure there are areas where we may have exceeded it, but on a statewide basis, we're looking pretty good. Okay, so statewide fall harvest, basically we're harvesting around 1,500 bears statewide in the fall on average. It goes up and down, but and it's been a steadily increasing, although slightly increasing trend over time. Spring harvest is a little bit different. We've been increasing and adding units to spring harvest to deal with mostly issues of stripping of bark on trees and things like that. So we mainly use our spring harvest to deal with issues that of depredation and management issues. So it's not an opportunity type hunt. It's mostly a hunt that deals with issues.
That's true.
You said 1,200 bears in the fall, average?
About 1,500, yeah.
Now, what's the number on the left? How many bears?
Close to 100 bears are being harvested in the spring. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's much less bears are being harvested in the spring, and it's mostly to deal with issues that we are concerned about, you know, mostly stripping of bark, and then there are some issues that deal with ungulate species as well. So this map shows the units where we actually have a spring bear hunt. Those that are cross-hatched are where we actually recommending having bear hunts, and most of those have been in place. There are a couple of new ones that are that we're recommending for this coming spring season. So this table here shows basically the ones in black are the ones that existed. The two changes are the Kitsap and Mason area, where we're recommending two new hunts there with five permits each in those areas. And then the other change is there were some, ownership changes in some of those area in the North Skagit area. So we just made that change where the land ownership changed. And then in the Copalis area, we actually opened the entire unit and reduced permits. And the rationale for that is basically because initially it was mostly on private land, we had low, fewer people were able to hunt. Now that we've opened it to a bigger area, we're going to see more people getting access. So we're just going to see what 50 does, and if we need to adjust it later, we can. So that's the rationale for going from 100 to 50 permit, even though we opened it up to a greater area. We're going to see greater participation. And those are the changes. I'll Be glad to take any questions.
Questions? Thank you very much.
All right, thank
you. There's no public input for this item.